Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello and happy April. I can't believe it, but it is here. Spring is here. April is here. This is a busy month. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you are focused on environmental causes or centennial celebrations, there is a lot to do in the month of April. And of course, yours truly, your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, has the behind the scenes scoops on all sorts of things. And before I introduce my lovely guests that have some amazing opportunities, very resourceful opportunities for us this upcoming weekend, I do want to give a shout out to my friends, my Vietnamese family over at Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark, which is, of course, a great spot to run in and pick up different things locally. But the Foxy Nails, 7 days a week, I went in there and I was able to get two move jobs for White Glove Moving while getting my nails done on a Sunday. It just goes to show that you never know. You always got to be on. But there's opportunities abound literally everywhere. And I don't want to brag, but ladies, what do you think? Aren't they fabulous?
They are awesome.
Aren't they foxy?
Yes, bling-alicious.
I did like a nice sparkly peach and then some accents. And
yeah,
then
and
I did a brighter color on the toe. I did, I know, switching it up.
Switching it up
over at Foxy Nails. And then when I walked in, there was literally a wall of men getting pedicures. A whole wall of them. I got there like 9:30. No. I got there at 10:15 in the morning. They opened at 10. I'm like, wow, everyone was very ambitious this Sunday.
I'm still trying to convince my fiance it's worth it.
It is. It really is. And I was telling them, I said, I talk about it on my radio show all the time. So I really feel as though folks are listening and they're taking our advice. Spring is here. They say, listen, we're going to be strolling around in our sandals again and on the beach. And so, yes, Foxy Nails open 7 days a week. Plus, you can get little gift cards and it will make a great little basket prize mm-hmm. as we come up to Easter Sunday, just a couple weeks out. Okay, so I have in the studio our executive director of Keep Indian River Beautiful, Miss Daisy Packer.
Hello,
welcome.
Everyone. Hi, Anna.
You've been so busy thus far in 2019. My heavens. Hats off to you once more on the amazing.
I had 3 days off last month. 3 days.
That's it. Crazy. Get a lot in.
Yeah.
Hats off to the amazing awards. Environmental awards. It was a complete success.
Wonderful.
I loved how you blended it with the centennial and you highlighted different projects and initiatives over the various decades.
We thought it worked so well. It all came together. We were so proud.
And
it was
such
great
nominations, too, from businesses and individuals. So, I mean, I'm just so proud of our community to think that we live in a place where folks value that enough. And, of course, our initiatives need to continue and we can do even more. And so, beside you, we have recycling coordinator Ms. Sue Flack. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
I'm excited to have a blossoming relationship with you. As we get ready to highlight where to go this Saturday, April 6th. I'll let you ladies jump right in here.
Well, you can start the morning with Sue and bring in your recycling to the Southeast, or not recycling, I'm sorry, the paper shredding.
That's right.
To the Southeast Secure shredding facility.
That's the one off of US 1, right?
Right, 3910.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right before you get to 41st Street.
Yeah. Do you have to drive around to the back or will it all be done in the front?
Well, you'll drive in the front, you'll see big signs that say event, and you'll come down the driveway and there'll be people there to escort you, and you drive right in, it's painless, you don't even need to get out of your car.
There's traffic cones and a little loop, so they don't have to sit out in the main, drag blocking US-1, they can just pull right in and just run around.
Okay.
Yeah. And everybody unloads everything for you, it's so great.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And that's from 9 to 2 this Saturday, again, that's at Southeast Secure Shredding. So what can folks bring?
They can bring up to 3 boxes per vehicle or 35 pounds of paper to be shredded. So it's a great value.
35 pounds each box.
Each vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Staples and paper clips are acceptable, but remove all binders and hanging files. That's important.
Yes.
It's those little pieces of metal. Those are not good.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they totally tear up the machine. You know, you don't want to put those through the machine.
We don't want to keep it buying those machines. That doesn't make any sense. Let's get it right from the first time. And okay, pre-shredded paper is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And this is open to our residents only.
Residents only. And I did have a call today from a resident who asked if I come with a container that I want back, will they give it to me? And the answer is yes. They'll take it and they'll dump the paper out for you and give your container right back to you.
Oh, nice. So. Yeah. I mean, you get some of those big tubs.
These guys make it so easy. They really, really do. My only tip is don't show up at 2:05.
Right.
It's done. That's they are done.
Well, and to get these securely shredded by certified professionals at no charge, I mean, what an offering. What a generous offering. Mm-hmm. And knowing, though, that it will eventually, I mean, I'm looking at the flyer and our listeners can't see it, but it shows a picture of a large white file box full of white papers. And then it shows a transitional arrow and it becomes like shredded bricks of paper. Nice. It almost looks like the outside of a piñata in this this form. And then it says it will all become recycled into toilet paper.
That's right.
Which is so cool. I had no idea.
Right. So then repurpose
it. Repurpose with a purpose.
That's I buy the pencils that are shredded paper recycling, and they are so much easier. So those are the ones that we give away, and they're so much easier to sharpen than the normal wood ones.
Sure.
So they just turn super easy. So, yeah. So there's multiple things you can do.
That it will become in the
multiple
end.
Multiple things it can become.
But I love the visual because it really does give folks like why would I shred when I could just, you know, have a bonfire? I mean, I get it. I get it. But now that gives them some ideas. Like, that's very interesting.
And if anyone wants to see that picture, they can get on our website, IRCRecycles.com. And that picture's right up there with all the information that you just generously gave out.
Okay, terrific. And then from Southeast Secure Shredding, we're going to head south on US 1.
Yep, back south, just south of downtown. You're going to cross onto turn right onto 17th, and right at the corner, right after the railroad tracks, is the Upcycle It thrift store. And we're going to be having our tag sale. It's going to be our basically like a fundraiser. We have our Recycling Upcycle It store, and everything that we can't fit on our shelves is going to be out for sale, and you'll get to see everything, and there's a lot, and including the kitchen sink. I swear,
literally. There's literally a kitchen sink.
There's
folks.
Two.
Who's in need?
There's two. They're the same. They're two.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. And so these are deep discounted items then for Saturday.
Yes.
And what are the hours for your tag sale?
We are starting at 8:30 and we're going until 3 p.m.
Okay.
And then Relay for Life starts like 4 o'clock or so. So that way everybody's done, maybe on your way to Relay for Life, and then come.
Yeah, that
makes
perfect sense.
Pick up a few items, and yeah.
Well, and I think that starting early is important because, you know, that's like a garage sailing day anyhow, folks. They're up early, they're ready to go out, so they can get a lot done just by utilizing these offerings. Now, I am pretty close with the gal from Sweet Creations, and she is not only a very talented baker, however, she also has this hobby of like making.
She's our new consignment artist.
I was gonna say, she's so excited. She was showing me all these pictures when I went to see her last week. And she's getting all of these various trinkets to make these like fairy garden planters worlds. And she's utilizing all these various odds and ends from the store.
Yeah.
And putting it together to make something really, really cool.
They're really awesome. She's got some with birds, and she's got some with bowls and plates, and it, like, and they're stacked. So it's towers of flowers and plants all the way throughout, and it's so. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful gardens, and she does them xeriscape, so they're super easy to manage. They're turning out beautifully. We have two right now in the store, and we're looking. We want to try to find buyers so that way we can bring in more because we're excited
about it. Have fresh rotation on the items. And it's just so cool to me that in doing my little Q&A with her, she said that all of the items came from Keep Indian River Beautiful's consignment store and that nothing was over a dollar.
Right.
How cool is that? And then she puts together something that is so beautiful.
Well, because we always keep that crafting section for those Pinteresty, upcycle it kind of people that can do anything with pretty much
a couple wine corks and some pipe cleaner. Right? We can make anything happen.
Exactly.
And those will be available on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, and well, we obviously we're going to be at the store, so people can walk into the store. We're going to have things discounted, overstocked items discounted in the store. So there's going to be sales going on inside, and then we're going to have a few tables and stuff outside. Near the parking. We're going to have overflow parking areas. Our neighbors are being super nice and letting us park in their parking lots and stuff like that, so we can keep people going. And yeah, so it's going to be a fabulous day, and we're looking to get items
get
out there,
sales.
And that way people can keep bringing back more, because that's been it's been amazing moving to this new location. I can't even begin to tell you. We just got a huge donation of art.
Oh.
I mean, just all kinds, mid-century moderns. There was one that was definitely from the 19th century in there. I mean, just amazing pieces that they collected. They were very eclectic, let's put it that way.
And now they're available for purchase.
Absolutely.
What are your regular hours at the store?
We're open Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday is 9:30 to 4:30, and Saturday is 9:30 to 4.
With the exception of this Saturday, we're opening early.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Opening early.
I'm coming over after the shredding.
Right, you're going to have a solid hour. You're going to have a solid hour to rummage quickly through all of the good stuff at the Treasure Finder Tag Sale April 6th at the Keep Indian River Beautiful Upcycle It store. That's after you get at least 3 large boxes of all that paper, confidentially shredded.
Absolutely.
That's the way. Peace of mind.
You can even watch it be shredded if you want.
Oh,
like
cool.
If you're of that mind where you're like not sure,
let
like
me
if
make
you
sure.
trust these people, they will let you. There's a little monitor that you can watch it from, and they will just show you that it just goes from your car to this toter so that they can move things, and then the toter goes directly to the recycling bin.
Brilliant.
I mean, it just, or the recycling machine, I should say, because it's just
actually they changed it now
bit changed.
Yeah, because they found the traffic was getting so backed up.
Oh yeah.
So now they've opened the big door, so you can literally watch
right
the big
in?
Machine right there, and you still
smart.
Don't have to get out of the car. You can just keep on
like,
going.
Yep, I see it. Thank
there
you. Roll out. You're up. You are up. That's fabulous. And then we have just the following week, Round Island UPS Native Tree Planting.
Yes. We have the UPS Foundation donated from the Community Tree Grant from Keep America Beautiful and UPS. And we are having volunteers meet us out at Round Island at 9 a.m. And we're going to be planting gumbo limbo trees. And if you've never heard of a gumbo limbo, they're really pretty cool. They are called the Florida tourist tree because their bark sunburns like a tourist.
So
it peels. It has like peeling skin and the red bark underneath. And yeah, so it's a really, really cool tree. It's very salt tolerant. It'll be perfect for the floodplain that we're putting it in, because what's been happening with we're going to be in the conservation area of the park on the lagoon side. And what's been happening with the storm surges for the past, 4 or 5 years, is that all of the oak trees and some of the other less salt-tolerant things are dying. So they're trying to, they had a problem with invasives. So the invasives moved in after those things died, and so they had to clean out the invasives, and we're coming in and planting the gumbos so that way we can keep the invasives out.
Got it. And what time is that starting for all of these
9 a.m.
fabulous volunteers?
Not too early, not too late.
Right.
You can sleep in a little bit, but still get out to Round Island Park. And it's a beautiful park.
Yeah, and make
it's
a positive impact quickly.
Beautiful park.
Bring your beach bag. Just
don't underestimate how many miles south of 17th Street Bridge it is, though.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty much of a trek. So it's a good 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more. You got to keep passing at St. Ed's and just keep on going until you get to that red light.
Yep,
and,
pass the moor. Yeah, so you're going to keep going south. It's right there on
the
cusp.
You're going to feel like, oh my God, I had to have passed it by now. It's right on
but
the
you
edge.
Didn't.
Yep.
I'm so excited for that, Daisy, because I was just there on Saturday checking the recycling containers, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. It so needs it. It's such a beautiful
area. It does. And they've been working so hard. The County Conservation Parks Department has been working really hard on that park, especially.
So,
yeah.
And this is, you know, the home stretch for our kids in school right now. And if they have to get some volunteer hours
Absolutely perfect timing.
Yeah, if April 13th doesn't work, it seems as though, Daisy, you've got a cleanup opportunity every week thereafter. Breaking news, listeners. How exciting.
You didn't believe me when I said I only had 3 days off last month.
That's right.
And this month's shaping up to be just about the same. So we also have a lagoon cleanup along Oslo Boat Ramp on the 20th. We have a Sebastian Lagoon cleanup with the Earth, combined with the Earth Day Festival in Sebastian on the 27th. And then May 4th, Comcast is coming out and doing a beach cleanup with us. We're still trying to, I believe it's going to be Round Island, but we're still trying to iron that detail out. So we'll know that for sure by the end of the week.
So that's four Saturdays in a row for our listeners to be able to take advantage of spending some quality volunteer time.
Family friendly.
Yep, family friendly. I bring my child with me
out
all the time.
Out on the water. I mean, how can you go wrong?
You can't. You really can't. I think it's just lovely. And all of them will start at 9?
Yeah.
All of them start at 9 a.m.
Except maybe the Comcast one in May. They need a four-hour window. So that one would probably start at 8.
That sounds like exactly something they would tell their customers.
Yeah.
sounds like I've heard that before from them. I totally get it. So we're talking recycling. And when we get back from a short break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on with our Solid Waste Disposal District. You're listening to The Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everybody, how's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Oh, spring is in the air, everybody. Spring is in the air. Welcome back to the Vero Insider, Man of Valencia, Tillery. Shout out to White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Not only am I gainfully employed by these fabulous folks, but they love stairs, elevators, and heavy furniture, so you don't have to. That's right. As we get ready to do some spring cleaning and you look to do some renovations, our team will happily get everything up and out so you can get to task, and then we'll put everything back or we'll switch it around just the way you want it. Either way, if you know of anyone that's getting ready to relocate, local or long distance, as we are an agent for Beacons Van Lines, we'd appreciate the opportunity to give them a free quote. Again, that's White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Pack Mail Beachside. They are now doing passport photos. I have my passport in hand. They've got new rules for passport photos. You can no longer smile.
What?
Oh. I know. I'm looking at this going, I'm really a smiling kind of person.
Wow.
So
they're not going to recognize me.
I know. Like, I don't think Canada's going to let me in. They're like, she doesn't smile. She can't come in. But honestly, they were quick. They were efficient. The price is right. And then I was able to take my whole completed passport packet and send it right there with my fresh pictures because I came prepared
I sent it right
from there. So Pack Mail Beachside, they are more than just shipping experts. Though keep in mind, if you have something big, bulky, or just far too fragile for you to mess with it, they do provide free pickups at your business or at place of residence to help with all of your shipping needs. Again, Pack Mail Beachside. Caliber Home Loans, where Home Loans is all that they do. They are community supporters. They are active in all the Realtors Associations. Lending is what they do best. Whether it's your first-time home or a jumbo loan, VA, you name it, Caliber Home Loans is happy to give you a complimentary consultation.
I think I found their office.
Yeah, it's above the, it's on the second story next to the Bonefish. Next to the Bonefish, yeah. And then Hair Studio Aviro. I go see Melissa this week for a quick color treatment. If you are looking for the most affordable salon, if you need a new stylist, new hair colorist in your life, she even services guys like, you know, quick cuts or hot shaves, all of those things within the Hair Studio Aviro. You won't be disappointed. In the studio here with me today, Miss Sue Flack, the recycling coordinator with our fabulous county, is present, and you have something coming up tomorrow, by golly.
We do. We have what we call our trash talk at 6 o'clock. We're going to talk all about trash and what can go in that magical blue recycling cart and what should not go in that blue recycling cart. And that's going to be at the Maine County Library at 6 p.m.
Downstairs?
So, yes, I think it is. Yes, Cindy says, yes, it is.
Cindy knows. Cindy will be there, everything. Too. Okay, so great. And at 6 o'clock, that's tomorrow. And then that kind of segues into a new campaign that's being initiated.
Yes, it's taken off. Daisy and I were just talking about how successful it's been. So we are one of only 10 counties in the state of Florida that are participating in the WRAP campaign. And that is basically collecting loose plastic wrap so that it does not end up in the blue carts. You know, a lot of times people will bag their recyclables in a plastic bag and then throw them in, but that's really contamination. So now we have the opportunity to take those loose films, bubble wrap, after moving, your loose film around your water bottles, your garbage bags,
or
your
Ziplocs,
yeah. Just about everything. Anything except for those that like frozen food bags or
The covers for all of the upcoming Easter baskets. You know how people
cellophane. That would exactly that would definitely be recyclable now.
In the new wrap campaign. So then what do we do with it?
You can bring it to one of the 5 customer convenience centers and there's a big rack and pack container there. Or you can bring it to the Maine County landfill.
Wonderful.
Can you also bring it to Publix?
Or we can.
Yes.
Can bring it to Publix.
Because they're a
main
sponsor of this, too. So you can also bring it to Publix.
Yep.
That is brilliant. Yes. And there's one on almost every corner.
Right?
How
right?
terrific.
Especially in Vero.
Okay, and one more time with the website, would you please, Sue?
Sure. It's ircrecycles.com.
And again, they can go there to check out some of the details for this Saturday, where it's going to be your secure paper shredding event.
Yep.
What are the hours one more time?
9 to 2 p.m.
9 to 2. And then we're going to mosey for a great tag sale at the Keep Indian River Beautiful Upcycle It store.
Absolutely. Look for our brand new mural on the wall. It's so
gorgeous. I love the new murals. They look really cool.
He did a great job. And they can go to keepindianriverbeautiful.org for all information.
Wonderful. And don't forget, for your dinner dining delight this weekend, make reservations at the Blue Star, open Tuesday through Saturday. Check us out online at thevero.com. Recycle this weekend. Until next time. Cheers.